Sussex County Chapter 99, proposed Diamond Acres Streetlight District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Next to 100.
The Diamond Acres Sussex County Chapter 95 proposed street lighting district is located on Iron Branch Road, which is County Road 332, north of Dagsboro, shown on Sussex County Tax Map 2336, as shown on the attachment here. The proposed district boundaries encompass parcel numbers 48, 49.10 through 49.13, 49.20 through 49.35, 59, 65, and 66, as also shown on the exhibit. There's 23 tax parcels within these district boundaries and 22 assessable improvements per county tax records and field verification. As a reminder, our street lighting code, Chapter 95, only bills parcels with existing residential or commercial improvements. A written request for petitions
was received.
You're doing great.
Here you go.
You're doing good. You're doing good. No worries.
Was received from the Diamond Acres Community Association on September 12, 2017, asking to form a street lighting district on East and West Diamond Streets within the community. The letter contained signatures from four different members who collectively own five residentially improved parcels within the proposed street lighting district boundaries. I met with the Delaware Electric Cooperative, which is the electric provider for the area, and together we devised a layout of locations for the installation of seven Cobra Head style streetlights along the two streets, as shown on this attachment. And a cost estimate was based on the installation of these seven lights. On November 14th, 2017, I appeared before you, and a motion was approved to mail petition forms, which included the proposed street lighting layout, as shown in the cost estimate, to all accessible improvement owners within the proposed street lighting district boundaries to see if there was indeed interest in forming the district. Petition forms were mailed out by our engineering department, and by November 28, 2017, we had received six valid forms back in the office. On Monday, January 22nd, 2018, I attended their Diamond Acres Community Association's monthly meeting at the Bible Church of Christ Church Hall to answer questions about the street lighting proposal. I also sent a written invitation out in advance to all property owners located within the proposed district boundaries regarding my attendance for the meeting. During the meeting, a discussion was held with one concerned Diamond Acres property owner regarding the possibility of being provided solar streetlights, which I did discuss with the Delaware Electric Cooperative. They do not provide them at this time. And also in extending the proposed district boundaries to include all the strip lots that are located along Iron Branch, Bunning, and Power Plant roads. Subsequently, I did receive a written request from the same owner and three other owners asking to extend the district boundaries. I discussed with Mr. Medlars, county engineer, and we both decided to proceed with their September 2017 request, which they originally submitted for East and West Diamond Roads. And if this proposed street lighting district is voted in favor of, then we can then proceed with a requested extension as allowed for in the code. Today, I have two items to present to you for this proposed street lighting district. Are there any questions?
Any questions?
First item I have is a motion seeking your approval of the cost estimate for the installation of streetlights if the project is voted in favor of. The estimate provides for the installation of seven Cobra Head LED streetlights and wooden poles. The lights will be located throughout the community as shown in the Exhibit A layout. In your packet, I also included the estimate for the yearly cost of street lighting, which includes streetlight maintenance, power costs, monthly pole rental costs, an annual 10% county administrative fee to manage the district, and a 5% contingency fee to cover any miscellaneous increases such as provider taxes or fuel adjustments to the annual electric cost. One of these streetlights will be placed on an existing wooden electric pole, and six new wooden poles will be installed for placement of the other six streetlights. The assessment for the proposed layout is estimated to be $69.11 annually per improvement. This is based on the 22 current assessable improvements. The cost is the same for every assessable unit. And if the district is formed, final costs would be recalculated every year based on the actual 12 monthly electric bills, the administrative and contingency costs, and number of improvements in the district. So at this time, I'll present a motion.
You have a motion, please, yes.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, approve an estimated annual billing rate of $69.11 for each accessible residential or commercial improvement within the boundaries of the proposed Sussex County Chapter 95 Diamond Acres Street Lighting District. As required by Chapter 95 of the Code, it is, if the street lighting district is formed, the annual billing rate will be adjusted each billing year based upon all street lighting costs and the actual number of accessible improvements within the district boundaries.
Pleasure, Council.
Refer,
motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the second item is a resolution to establish the details for an election to be held for the accessible improvement owners of the Diamond Acres proposed street lighting district as per our Chapter 95 code. Resolution provides for an election to be held on Monday, May 14, 2018 from 12 noon until 7 p.m. at the Bible Church of Christ Church Hall located at 28773 West Diamond Street, Daggsboro, Delaware. It designates me to be judge of the election and establishes a provision for appropriate notice of the election with the estimated annual cost to be provided to all accessible improvement owners located within the proposed street lighting district. Lastly, it includes a provision to provide absentee ballots for those who cannot attend the election on May 14th. The election voting outcome will make the final determination if the street lighting district will be formed.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you. Motion
Thank
carried.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Ashman. Arbor Lynn use of existing infrastructure agreement. Morning.
Morning. This is for the Arbor Lynn project, which we annexed to the sewer district last meeting. They will be utilizing existing county infrastructure as part of the county's proactive wastewater infrastructure planning. You received a presentation on in July of 2016. We have developed the use of existing infrastructure agreements. This agreement will allow Arbor Lynn developers to connect 144 EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for $31,936.28. Payment will be prior to substantial completion of the first phase of the project, and the developer has previously executed the agreement, and we are now seeking permission for the county council to execute as well.
Have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Arbor Lynn Rehoboth Beach LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on April 17th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlars. Quite a list.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council.
Been busy.
Two comments on the previous two, just for your information. The county does streetlight districts not by Dell code, but by county code. So that's why we recommended the engineering department as a whole to proceed with the original boundary for the streetlight district, so as additional properties come on, we, the engineering department, can improve the inclusion, the finance department, and we'll recalculate the rate. So it makes sense to not burden you with a number of repetitive steps. Second, more, you will see Ms. Jennings and I and Mr. Robertson on the May 1st agenda presenting the Chapter 110 revisions. One of the major drivers is the infrastructure use agreement, which allows us to codify the approach you've seen over the last almost 2 years since you approved that concept. So just wanted to remind you that's one of the major drivers why we're coming with the 110 package. So thank you for allowing me the two comments.
Yes, sir.
The first one up for your review and approval today is the McGee Farm lease amendment. McGee Farms has a lease, current lease, valid through 2021, for two properties on Route 54. I want to point your attention to the attached farm lease overview. You may or may not know that we've had that many, you know, leases hanging out there. A good number of them expired. And so as I try to address these issues in my tenure with you, so this is one of them which is on this year's list to get done. So as you know, Mr. Wilson certainly knows well, you can't even expired farm leases, you cannot terminate at will. You have to follow the state law, which says, you know, they have to be afforded the opportunity to complete the planting season. The letters will go out before September, and they will be notified that we have the intent to seek new long-term leases for these, and then you will see us come back sometime this year with six new lease arrangements after the RFPs are in. So, and that's just sort of an update, so you know, we have, obviously you have touched the Stafford lease for Inland Bays, and McGee lease is still good. Now for these two particular parcels on Park Avenue, which are airport-related parcels, we had a year-to-year tenant, and that tenant advised us that he was no longer interested. That's why I had to bring it forward on an ad hoc basis. And what we did, we contacted three of our other leaseholders, solicited prices because the price was under the threshold, got the proposals back. McGee Farms offered by far the best proposal. Hence, we're modifying the introductory clauses to the agreement, the lease agreement, and the inclusion to the two paragraphs and the lease amount.
You have a motion.
You have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve modification to the McGee Farm lease as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Second motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
So this just bridges the gap between now and September. Is that what you're saying?
No, this particular one would be rolled into the terms of the McGee lease, which would bring these parcels with the payment into your fold until 2021. That's a good opportunity. We can't do this with the other ones because they've never been canceled. So we have to send out the official letters to cancel the other five and then advertise them, get you a summary of your proposals back, and by the fall we should have you new leases for all the five parcels you see on the list.
Okay. More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one is the Inland Bays facility. Two key dates here. The one you've seen me mention many times, we have on-call engineering agreements. One of them for the North Planning Area with Whitman and Associates. And a number of amendments. You see the total of the amendments in the memo. Amendment 6 was a critical one, which was the expansion of the disposal capacity at the Inland Bays, i.e. the investigation for the fields. Amendment number 7 was the design of the treatment expansion capacity, and that was also triggered and approved by council. Now we have a modification to the Amendment 7, and that deals with spray on demand for the farming community in the area, as well as the pump station associated with it, the filtration facility with it. And at the point when you initially approved the expansion, we were only anticipating biosolids for our facilities. You know, we've approved a number of inter-jurisdictional agreements with a number of different municipalities. We now have a much expanded facility which has transportation and storage design needs, which are rolled into this amendment. So it's pretty straightforward, and Whitman has been very accommodating, and we have yet to determine how we're going to do the contract administration. So that will become eventually Amendment 7C, or 7B, actually.
And this is for how much money?
That was for $300,000 and 553.
You have a motion, sir?
We have a motion which goes with it. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and Amendment 7A to the Base Engineering Contract for the North Coastal Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $300,553 for the expanded final design scope at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The Love Creek Woodsmaster Plumbing Services Contract Award Recommendation. You probably touched this one way too many times. I don't know whether you want me to go through all the historical aspects, but we do have a signed and executed agreement. It's called the Sewer Participation Agreement. It has a number of issues in it. One of the issues is to provide hookup services for Love Creek Woods subdivision. That's a first for us. It's very interesting. I used to be involved in these all the time, but Sussex County does not do that. But it's sort of like a test case for us, which we were forced into, sort of speak, through the back door. We did create a specification and attached drawings. We advertised that we had a very good response. Ended up with three bids, I think, in the end. And we have a low bid recommendation. It was as a matter of fact, when you look at what individuals quote us, what this costs for them, and what we could get it when we group it together, there's a significant cost savings in that. But I'm not yet propagating that we get in this business full time. But it's sort of a good test case to see how the whole thing unfolds.
So at the end of the day, the county is going to pay for the connections.
The county is going to sign a contract for the connections subject to reimbursement under the, as outlined under the agreement. So we have no ratepayer money in it, period. As a matter of fact, the bids reflect that we will definitely not have any ratepayer money in it. Ms. Jennings and I were somewhat concerned about the agreement when we initially executed, because that was sort of a gray area, how we would bill a difference, but luckily we didn't have to cross that bridge. There's not going to be a difference. All the funds are covered.
We're going to sign a contract, but we're going to be reimbursed or whatever for the money that's going to be spent.
As a matter of fact, my motion will reflect that you sign an award contingent upon receipt of the third-party funds, which we have already invoiced.
In that case, you have a motion?
I do have a motion for that.
Read it, sir. Just making sure where the money is coming from.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and Finance Department that the Love Creek Woods Master Plumbing Contract be awarded to WM Water and Sewer LLC for their low bid price of $101,180 for the base bid alternate 5 and 6 for the base bid and alternate 5 and 6 contingent upon receipt of third-party funds.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Any questions? Mr. Burton.
Who's the third party?
Predates Councilman Burton, so he probably read this memo and said, what is this all about?
It predates him by a lot.
The third party is still the owner of record of the Boat Hole property, NSBM LLC.
Okay, so essentially we're just supplying the credit to get it going.
We're supplying
and then we're getting paid back or third party's paying the...
We are getting paid back. We're getting paid back also for our services provided to date, for our inspection service, any contingency restoration services, which are all bid alternates 5 and 6. So the total amount, once we do all the work based on unit prices, will be higher than 101,000. However, we have all the unit prices established, including the two bid alternates 5 and 6, which deal with restoration and tank removal. So it's a very comprehensive package. So we will have a, when we all come back in 6 months, we'll have a closeout, and that closeout will essentially document to you how the funds were allocated, spent, and how the project went.
I mean, in essence, what we're doing is it's cheaper if there's a contract for somebody to hook up every connection versus every property owner getting their own connection.
There's no question.
Versus 25, just pick a number, 25 people getting 25 plumbers, get one plumber to do all 25 of them.
And the county is involved in that?
Just from the fact of putting the bid out, getting the bid package back and saying, here's the cost. And third party, you send us a check for $101,000, then we'll execute the contract.
And it shouldn't be the owner of the property?
Should be. Typically it is, but sounds to me like he's trying to do something new.
I don't think he wanted to do this necessarily, but it's just.
The sewer participation agreement spells out the reason why we're in this. It had to do with an easement which was acquired by NSBM through Love Creek Woods. That easement was used in the Angola North expansion project. We had to acquire an easement across the Boat Hole NSBM property, which was all wrapped into a very complex legal arrangement, which was, you know, like thoroughly reviewed by both legal entities and approved by this council. It's not something we volunteered for, No. And it's probably not something we recommend. We do not recommend to have a private entity acquire easements for a county public project, but that's exactly what happened here.
It was this is one thing we had to do to get the easement.
It's a unique situation.
They started to move forward without us. This is actually before Hans. They started to move forward without us. That's how they bought the easements. Then we moved in and kind of took it over as a county project.
Unique situation.
Yeah. Any more questions?
And they paid all back at one time, correct?
Yes. In advance.
In advance.
We're going to take it.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Wolf Run.
Very rarely do we get these kind of results, but we have a new president at the Wolf Run Association. Wolf Run has been in the sewer district for many, many years. Wolf Run is an island in the area, the only area without county sewer service. And it was never on our radar because there was never any consolidated push to make this happen. We advised the HOA well over a year ago that in our initial contacts back and forth, this request has to come from you. We, the county, do not unilaterally proceed to apply for funds and apply it to this particular project. So the new president of the HOA took it on himself and the board to rally the support, hold a number of meetings which we attended, which culminated actually in a vote following the legal steps outlined under the bylaws, in a vote with an 81% support of you, of requesting you, the council, to initiate the construction, the funding application, and associated design steps to bring this particular subdivision into the service fold of the uniform district.
Wow, that's a big number. It's a big number supporting
81%. Yes, it was unusual. Unique circumstances.
There you go. You have a motion?
I do have a motion.
Unique. You got a lot of unique stuff today, Hans.
It be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grants the Engineering Department permission to proceed with an application for funding to provide central sanitary sewer service to the Wolf Run community as presented on council April 17th, 2018.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlette.
Yep.
Any questions?
Is there failing systems back there? Unique situation.
There are a number of unique situations driving this particular request with the unusual support.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Next. You're getting close.
Mr. President, the other one is a legacy. You have authorized us to repair the freezer at the walk-in freezer cooler at the airport for a couple of fiscal years. It's somewhat it's a unique project. It really
unique today.
It really doesn't fit well within the fold of the engineering department, so we struggled a little bit with it.
Yeah.
But in the end, we got a pretty good spec together. Again, thanks to Mr. Garner, our facilities engineer, provided valuable input on this particular one. And we were able to get it out and actually get some good pricing back. Normally, I wouldn't bring this before you because it's under $50,000. But based on our previous experience from the last fiscal year attempt, we expected it to be well above $50,000. So clarifying a scope, providing clear instructions to bidders, and sort of eliminating ambiguity helps you bring the price down. And these are real taxpayer dollars. So we are pleased to say that this is coming in at the same quality of service at less than $20,000 in taxpayer funds.
Wow.
To provide this. So that's a good, I think the approach has well paid itself off. And the people probably who listen to us here and on the website probably wonder why are we providing this. It is a county-owned facility, including
the equipment,
walk-in cooler freezer, which was initially built and paid for by the county.
As we move forward, we've gone through a number of restaurant. You were talking about the airport, right? We've gone through a number of restaurant ownerships that are operating and all that stuff. Why aren't we looking at that lease? Because it was the original lease was sweetened so much to try to get somebody out there that we paid and owned all the equipment.
Yes.
And the abuse of the equipment was pretty profound the first time around. Anyway, but we ought to wean ourselves away from this crazy relationship.
Mr. Higgin is preparing has reviewed with the administrator and is actively moving forward at the expiration of each of the leases. And that's just not the restaurant lease, each of the leases.
Yeah, it's just
to
crazy.
Bring them in a more competitive fold. Now, in the defense of the previous administration and the previous engineering department, when the decision was made to build the building with an attached integral freezer to the actual building structure itself, we set ourselves up for this. In my professional opinion, it should have been a standalone, freestanding unit, which would have been never included in a building lease. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, the doors are in the building. The frames are in the building. It's,
but can't you? I mean, can't we move it outside like a freestanding? I mean, we could move that way, and I mean, after a while, it might pay for itself that way.
Okay, I actually looked at that, Councilman Cole. And the only reason we did not move in this direction, because in the site planning, we hemmed ourselves in. I could not get the required clearances to move this unit away far enough from the building to make it happen. So investigated with a undesirable result. So this is what I brought before you is savings to the taxpayers. That's the best we could deliver.
All right.
Mr. Walsh, do you have any comments on your end?
I would say we have a very successful situation with the restaurant currently with our current tenant Arenas, and that is very desirable. It's actually put the terminal building and the airport in a different light as a result of their success. So and it is the contract, yes, we can certainly look at the lease, we can certainly look at, but part of the new lease that was negotiated with this new restaurant was the fact that we get a percentage of their revenue, and that's beneficial for the county as well. So it's been great, and we can certainly take a look. This is more of the facility side of that than the service side, but from a service side and the standpoint of the airport and the terminal building, it's been a good relationship.
So we have a positive cash flow out there with our leases? Wouldn't say that, though, would you?
Well, you use the word leases.
Say for this lease, do we have a positive cash flow with this lease?
You'd have to pull the information and look at that. Mr. Medlars from memory.
It's a close call, though, I'll guess, boys.
I know who we could ask and get an answer.
Well, it'd be interesting.
Well, just so you know, 2 years ago, we did restructure their lease at Arenas. All equipment, everything that's not attached to the building is now theirs and their responsibility. We used to have to do it, and so we did change that. You'll notice they have benches and rugs out there. All that they paid for, they're paying us back. So we had done that 2 years ago. It's just this freezer that's attached to our building that ends up being our asset because it improves our building. But we had done
but
that.
But on the positive cash flow from this lease?
From this lease,
a little bit?
The utilities, we're right there on the border, but we're at least, the utilities are what really getting me. But we're close. We are very close.
Most people, like to
on that one. We are, with the restructure of them having the maintenance of those equipment, we are now showing a positive. Still, I want to keep changing it as we go forward.
Landlords like positive cash flow.
So we can promote the restaurant and have people park.
Spoken by a true landlord. You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion, but last not least, Councilman Pearl, one of the cost savings we built into the contract, the operator will provide the temporary arrangements, which was a good cost savings.
Mm-hmm. Glad you're here with us, keeping us straight.
Trouble finding the airport because of the change of name.
That's right. They're looking along the coast, can't find it. You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion. We be moved based upon the recommendation of the Cassis County Engineering Department that contract 18-18 walk-in freezer/cooler unit be awarded to Douglas Food Stores Incorporated for their low bid offer of $36,344.56.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second. Mr. Wilson, question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item up is the fencing contract. I'm pleased to report that we, the engineering department, was given by council the opportunity to renew the multi-year fencing contract based on performance. Last year's performance of Siegel was good, and we opted to select them for a second year. This would be the first scope change for this year, the improvements to the Angola landfill fencing. Right now, Angola landfill is wide open. The only thing fenced up there is the radio tower. The development pressure in that particular area is increasing. So we have two existing developments and a third one coming on right now at the boundaries of the landfill. And I think it is opportune to spend our landfill fencing money, which you have budgeted in this year's budget, at Angola. And we used the unit prices provided to us by the contract, prepared a scope, had the contractor review the scope, and we have a proposed change order for your consideration if you agree that this is the best priority in landfill fencing.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department to change order number 1 for contract 17-14 Sussex County Fencing Services be approved, which increases the contract amount by $18,319.50 for a new total of $69,711.30.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Is this the only landfill that is, are all the other landfills fenced?
Not all of them. Some key ones are fenced where we have immediate residential impact, like Bridgeville, for example. Mm-hmm. Some of the more remote ones are really only partially fenced, like Anderson, the one you may know, has just one across the front. But there's no pressure on any of the sides. So these are sort of the two examples. Angola probably has the majority of the development pressure and is in the least. So we try to spend our annual allocated fencing dollars where it makes the most impact, keeping, really what it does is keeping trespassers, discouraging trespassing.
I would say our insurance company is probably wanting us to fence the, all of them, I would say. But
some of it is so densely wooded, it would be almost, it would be practically impossible to, without significant timbering, to get these fenced. So if you want to, I can show you some of the ones where nobody would go through there. So we're well protected. This one's wide open on these two sides. So.
But you're fencing the whole thing?
No, we're fencing 2.5 sides. As far, we're going far enough into the woodlands to make it impossible for ATVs to get through. That's the key thing. Mm.
Okay. More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is Delaware Seaside Railroad Club requesting for their 2018 school workshops, which will offer enrichment educational experience to local schools, as well as offering many services to local families. There's no specific amount requested. Last council grant received was $200, which was $50 each from Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Arlett.
Pleasure.
Move to do the same.
Do the same.
Mr. Wilson make a motion to do the same thing. Mr. Cole seconds the motion.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to grant $200 to the Delaware Seaside Railroad Club for rental costs associated with school workshops, being $50 from the Council Mag grant districts of Mr. Cole, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
You're too fast. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, motion carried. Next.
Okay. Greater Lewis Foundation is requesting funds to support the History Book Festival in September, which enhances cultural and educational opportunities in the arts. No specific amount is requested. Last council grant for this event was $1,200, which was $600 for Mr. Cole and $600 for Mr. Burton.
Pleasure, council.
Same thing.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. To grant $1,200 to Greater Lewis Foundation with the History Book Festival, being $600 from Mr. Burton's account, $600 from Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Slaughter Neck Community Action Organization is requesting $1,800 for the Slaughter Neck Senior Program. Funds will be used for kitchen upgrades to the center, which provides activities and breakfast for low to moderately low income seniors who attend the center. There have been no past grants to this organization. Mr. Burton placed it on the agenda.
Burton?
My motion would be for $600 for the Slaughter Neck Community Action Organization. I think the kitchens and the cabinets are in need of repair. And they do a good service, so my motion would be for $600.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, to grant $600 to the Slaughter Neck Community Action Association Organization for Senior Center Kitchen Upgrades from Mr. Burton's Council Mac account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Clubs requesting $375 for their Great Walks and Trails in Sussex County publication. Proceeds from the sale of this guide benefits community fitness initiatives as well as the Rotary Club scholarship programs. Last council grant received was $400, which was $200 from Mr. Cole and Mr. Burton.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $400 to the Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club for advertisement in Great Walks and Trails in Sussex County publication, being $200 from Mr. Burton's account and $200 from Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Town of Laurel is requesting $1,000. It is on behalf of the Laurel Independence Day Committee. Funds will be used for the 4th of July fireworks show. Last council grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlett.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 Town of Laurel for the 4th of July fireworks show, being $500 from Mr. Arlett's account, $500 from my account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, Sea for Tomorrow organization is requesting $1,000 to support their first Saturdays in Seaford project. Funds received will be used to hold free monthly events in downtown Seaford on the first Saturday of each month from June through September. There have been no past council grants to this organization.
Somebody make a motion to grant $500 from my account.
Yes.
I'll be glad to do that.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To grant $500 from my council bank account to Seaford Tomorrow for first Saturdays in Seaford events. Questions on the motion?
It's been an honor.
Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Just to live in Seaford, there might be a conflict there.
The last one is for Hoboth Art League, is requesting $2,500 for the Art League's Historic Garden Arbor Project. Funds received will be used to preserve a central part of the property's historic grounds and garden, the grape arbor behind the Peter Marsh Homestead. There have been no past grants for this project. Last council grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
Well, I'll contribute another $500 to the Art League in Rehoboth.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant $500, Mr. Cole's council bank account to Rehoboth Art League for the Arbor Project. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, introduction, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, there is one, Mr. President. It's Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.51 acres, more or less.
How many acres?
Three? 3.51 acres.
Seems like a small parcel. I guess I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
He didn't realize that.
That's all.
Grand dinner.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
Just thoughts and prayers. Just thoughts and prayers to the Iris family.
I will miss seeing Iris sitting out there in the chair, greeting us as we've come in the door.
Yep.
He's always had something funny or something nice to say, and
he was a nice man.
And I always liked it because he always, Sam, you know, he always wanted to take you on as a politician. He was thinking. he had you in his eyesights there, targeted you.
It's probably made easy on me, has it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Any more council member comments? Hearing none, we'll make a motion, entertain a motion, rather, for executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in executive.